This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How about this for a dreamer? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Not me. I'm a dreamer, but my dreams are already fulfilled because I grew up in America, born and raised right here, Native American, as they like to say. But Edwin Jackson and Jeffrey Monroe are no longer going to be able to partake of the American dream. One of them was an Indiana running back. What's the name of the team? The Indiana Colts. And he was killed by a man named Manuel Orrego Zavala of Guatemala. This guy's been deported twice, 2007 and 2009. Yeah, he is in the United States illegally. According to a release from the Indiana State Police, Colts running back Edwin Jackson was a passenger in an Uber vehicle when he got sick. The driver, 54-year-old Jeffrey Monroe, pulled over on I-70 to help him. Both men were outside of the car when a black Ford F-150 drove into the shoulder and struck the car. Jackson and Monroe were pronounced dead at the scene. Can you imagine? Here's what I'm guessing. I don't know the timing of all of this, but I'm guessing maybe 4 a.m. Jackson was out, got a little bit drunk, took an Uber to go home, had no idea that was going to be the last drive of his life. Gets sick, probably has to throw up. Uber driver says, no problem, man. Pulls his car over, gets out to help the dude. I'm sure he knows who he is. Father's side of my family lives in Indianapolis. It's not that big of a town. People know the players. Pulls over, help the dude. Boom, gets hit by a guy in a big truck. And it turns out this dude shouldn't have even been in the country. 37-year-old Manuel Orrego Zavala first fled the scene on foot. So he's one of these great DACA people that the left always talk about. These non-criminal folks. So he was caught on the ramp to Holt Road, intoxicated and driving without a license. There's your poster child, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and others. They learned that he gave police a false name. Oh, my goodness, are you telling me another crime? Citizen of Guatemala by birth, not Mexico, in the United States illegally, previously deported twice. Kills an American citizen. Oh, well. Well, you know, that's leftism. And if they're going to give him an excuse, oh, well, you know, he's a dreamer, or some such nonsense. Well, I wonder if that dream includes Edwin Jackson's dream of maybe winning a Super Bowl, or Jeffrey Monroe, the Uber driver who was trying to pay for his kid's college or something like that. Will they cover that? I don't think they will for some reason. But see, these are the stories that have to get told. Earlier in the broadcast, I talked about a guy that went to Jimmy Kimmel's filming of a DACA thing and how it was a setup. They thought they were going to get these people and make them understand that these dreamers, you know, and these guys held their own. You got to go check that out. It was an hour or two. You're going to love that story because these people didn't back down. See, I don't know what this guy, Manuel Orrego Zavala's story is. And I'll be honest with you, I don't care. Twice he was deported from this country. He's back. He's drunk driving. And he kills two, I'm presuming, American citizens. What did it matter, though, if they were American citizens or not? I mean, he killed two people because he was drunk, shouldn't have been in the country. And it's people like Schumer and these leftist policies that allow guys like him to flourish in this country, and how dare they call them dreamers? I mean, look, this guy was 37. He doesn't technically fit dreamer, but technically they see dreamers as anybody. They see Dreamers as anybody over here trying to, you know, they're trying to escape their poverty or whatever. And then, of course, we can go back to, if we can only save one life, what if we can only save two lives? Because without that guy, two lives are saved. Without that guy, Zareta, Kathleen Steinle, her life is saved. And there are many other tragic stories. And the left doesn't care about any of them because they don't care about the truth. They fudge the crime. This guy committed more crimes illegally here. And I'm not talking about over here blending in, trying to live a good life the way they describe it. He's exactly what the conservative movement tells you exists in these guys. He's a guy that got so comfortable in this country that he owned an F-150 pickup. That's not a bad truck. And he's driving that pickup at 4 o'clock in the morning drunk. He's been out partying. And he's so inebriated, he's so drunk, he gets on the road and not without a care in the world. I don't know if he's ever had a DUI, DWI, whatever, but without a care in the world, and he's driving along, people pulls over on the shoulder of the road. I mean, these people are off the road. The driver of this Uber car is helping his brother, you know, throw up or do what he's doing, and the truck plows him, and then get this, he then tries to flee the scene. He doesn't take his punishment. He doesn't say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. You know, I understand I got to face the consequences of this. That's leftism through and through. And I'd love to see how the left wants to defend this. There is no defense. How shameful. I mean, this is shameful. But we're going to be talking about DACA, right? Because we got to talk about DACA and the Dreamers and immigration of illegals versus the legal system. Because that's the way we've been programmed. That's the way that the only way you're going to theoretically get something is if you're willing to give up something over here that's worse. No. Donald Trump says no way. I played a clip earlier. I think it was Reince Priebus saying, or did we play that? I don't know if we did or not. But Reince Priebus said, President Trump backed the left up on DACA. He's got them cornered. It's already illegals versus citizens and taxpayers. And now we have another story, a tragic story. And I don't know if black people are paying attention. Black folks, are you listening to me? This is a brother who was truly on his way up. He's at the pinnacle of his career. I don't know who the Uber driver is. We may never know. But we do know who Edwin Jackson is. And he is no more. I wonder if anybody's going to care about his family. Will he get a shrine, Michael Brown Jr.'s family? What are they going to do for him? Got to take a short break. We'll be back next time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at CloserThanYourBreath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Radio Show.
Oh, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Looky here, the tax man. You know that song by, was it Scatman Crothers? I'm the tax man. The contentious tax overhaul is beginning to deliver. Yeah, bigger paychecks, everybody. Let me tell you what's about to happen. You're about to see America get some smiles put on their faces. Scary thing for the left. Scary proposition for them. The government has always been the one to take it and then go, hey, on April 15th, you can get it back. Now, if they left everything the same, if people lead it identically the same, they're going to get money back. If they're actually smart, and they adjust their W-9s, they're going to get a lot more money back. Workers starting to see more take-home pay as employers implementing the new withholding guidelines from the IRS. You know what those are? You say, oh, I have 2 chitrins and 3 baby mamas or whatever. math wouldn't add up. No, but I'm just saying, people are going to start looking at these checks and going, what? Whoa, wait a minute. I remember when I got my first job. It wasn't my first job. It was probably my third job. where I, you know, I got a raise. And I remember I went from $6.18 an hour to $6.25 an hour. And then that wasn't too big of a jump. Then I went, I was a co-op student. I went to like $7.50 or, you know, it was like a buck an hour or something like that. And I remember going, whoa. And keep in mind, this is years ago. But I remember going, wow, I got another $40 a pay period or something like that. It was significant. You're about to see America feel that same wonderful feeling. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has estimated the new rules will mean more take-home pay for about 90% of American workers. Have I talked about the polling of the State of the Union? The fact that 75% of the people said, huh, I liked it. 97% of Republicans went, I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. 43% of Democrats said, you know, I'm sort of liking this guy. 72% of independents said, I'm rather enjoying Donald Trump. Double the number of blacks since Barack. Oh, excuse me. Ugh. Throw up. Since Trump was elected, now, see, Donald Trump is somebody they like. Double the number. If it was 5, it was 10. If it was 6, it was 12. If it was 8, it's 16. You can double it yourselves. It's not that tough. I am a mathematician, though. Everybody's liking it. Now, we get 90% of America who's going to get a break. And at tax time, not to go all William Shatner on you, Captain Kirk, but at tax time, they're going to be paying less. They're going to be getting more back. Businesses are thriving, giving out bonuses, and so on and so forth. This is good for us, everybody. Good, 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 good. This is good because these are the types of things that people are going to carry into, everybody, November, the election time. 100% of Republicans supported the tax relief. Barack Obama, in one of his State of the Union, said, we're going to give some money back to businesses. He never did it. He lied to their faces. He never did it. Donald Trump did it. So this is a type of thing that people remember. They're going to go, hey, you know what? I might not like him, but he may be a racist, but that racist put my money in my paycheck. And let me tell you something. We saw a woman cleaning Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Black woman holding up a sign against illegal immigrations. Yeah, immigration, singular, just the one, and nobody bothered her. She cleaned it. She had her sign up. Somebody was filming her, and she made it very well known. I like me some Donald Trump. And let me tell you something, folks. Dirty little secret out there that the left doesn't want to tell you. Many black folks do. They don't believe the hype. And here's the bigger secret. Many more of them are going to start. I've already made the prediction. Donald Trump will get between 25 to 30% of the black vote. He will crush it in 2020. And that vote's going to help the Republicans in general. There are people that used to hold their noses at the thought of voting Republican that are going to go in. They wouldn't hold their nose. They wouldn't do it. They're going to go vote Republican. 2018. The pull-through vote. 51 senators voted for this tax bill. Not a single Democrat did. So all that money that's hitting people's paychecks, what are Democrats going to say to their constituents? I didn't vote for that. That money you're getting back, those crumbs you're getting, I didn't support that. Here's a quote. Wayne Love, who works as in a managed care in Spring Hill, Florida, got an extra $200 in his paycheck last week, which he said helped offset the $300 increase in his cost in health insurance. Now, I want you to think about that $500 delta. Oh, I'm quick with the math. Did you check it out? See, $200 more, $300 less. Bam! $500 delta. He's negative with Obama. He's positive with Trump. And he'll be even more positive when he gets that tax return back. Another one said, I've heard time and again the middle class is getting crumbs, but I'll take it. Julie Ketchum, a secretary at a public high school in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, said she was pleasantly surprised her pay went up $1.50 a week. She didn't think her pay would go up at all, let alone this time soon. She says that's $78 a year. That'll cover her Costco membership. Todd Anderson of Texas and his fiancée, both educators, got an extra $200 in their paychecks combined. They plan to use it to cover the cost of a second baby. They're having another child. See, that's what Trump does so well. He does things that resonate with you at the guttural level. We've never been able to do that as conservatives and Republicans because we're too antiseptic. We're too clinical. We want you to understand the wonkish nature of our policies. Trump goes, hey, how you like paying for that Costco membership? That $78 a year is more than what you had, ain't it? She's like, yep. Wait till she gets her taxes back. That was just a little taste. Wait till she gets her taxes. Everybody is going to feel it. They're starting to feel it now, and they're going to feel it again on April 15th, and they're going to feel it in November. Yep. According to a nonpartisan tax policy group, a middle-income household would on average get a tax cut of $930 this year, lifting their after-tax income by 1.6%. So, there you go. People are feeling it. They're excited about it. I love how they make it almost a negative. As a result, taxpayers may find they unintentionally over or under withhold for their taxes if they don't do some legwork. Let me tell you, it's easy to do the legwork. They're going to make money one way or the other. They're getting more back than they were under Obama. That's a good thing. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Mike Flynn, who has been flim-flammed and flambéed, or is it flambéed? Whatever. He's been getting the raw deal for months. So let's file this in the long overdue department. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The FBI set up Mike Flynn. Do I need to go over that again? So, Andrew McCabe, no, was it Peter Stroh? One of those guys had a private meeting with Mike Flynn, didn't have him have his attorney present, got him to admit certain things, and based on this fake dossier, they railroaded this guy. This is a 3-star general. That is called a lieutenant general in the armed forces, serving at the behest of the President of the United States, a member of his cabinet. And you know what the FBI and the Hillary Clinton and a Barack Obama team did? They took that guy, who is one of our most valued assets. I mean, I'm not ranking people because, you know, we all feel like we contribute to the world here and to America. But Flynn has served this country in theaters of war and facing harm's way. And the FBI, the very government that he serves, tried to railroad him. Then they conspired against his boss and tried to get Flynn to drop a dime on the Donald. They said, we'll give you, immunity. And then you tell us what Donald Trump did. And Flynn's like, sure, give me immunity. I'll tell you the whole truth. Donald Trump did nothing. You better fess up, Mr. Flynn. Don't make us come over there and fling you. I want some FL words. Look me up some FL words so I can make this a fun segment. Anyway, they go after Flynn with all the might of the government. I want you to think about you, little old you out there. You're not a 3-star general. You didn't have the protection of the president. You didn't have the inside scoop on how Washington works. I'm just saying, who are you? And they took this guy and they fricasseed him. See? I got a lot of F words. I ain't talking about the bad ones. So they take Flynn, they do all this stuff to him, then they go after his boss because they tell him, you think you're bad? You think your boss is going to be able to protect you? You better drop a dime on that man because we'll get him too. And they went after President Trump, and Donald Trump's like, go after whoever you need. Look, I don't really care. I'm not guilty. Whatever it takes. Oh, you ask your people if they're loyal to you. Are they going to be loyal? Yeah, you know what else? You know who else does that? The CIA. The FBI, the NSA, they all ask, do you love America? Are you going to be loyal to this country? Why should a president not ask that? That's impeachable offense right there, Mr. Donald Trump. And Trump's like, no, it ain't. You can't tell me nothing over there because I ain't done nothing, man. You better back off, dog. We gotta do a segment where we do Ebonics, or, you know, like a black version of how it went down. That's what we should do. That would be really fun. We take one of these congressional hearings and we translate it into jive. You know, can you imagine? I've got one more question for Mr. Speaker. Hey, fool, I got another question for you over there. That wasn't jivey enough. But you know what? I'm going to do that. I swear, next time they do one of these congressional hearings, we're going to translate it and be all jive. You better shut up over there, jive turkey, before I come over there and put my foot up in you, you know, stuff like that. I think that would be hysterical. Anyway, the truth has come out. Michael Flynn was railroaded. He was taken to the hoop, right? Now, Flynn wants his pound of flesh. And who could blame him? Is an American citizen who is I'm a low person. So are most of you. You know what gives us our strength? We all collectively get together. If I got railroaded by the government and everybody that listens to this program, the millions in Africa, the millions who listen to this program, I don't know how many listen, but it's a bunch. We all got together collectively and y'all said, Kevin didn't do that or whatever. You could impact justice. But I just want you to think of how many people. How bad do you think you are when you go to the president's national security advisor and you say, we got you and we got him and you better fess up and everything. Michael Flynn had to be going, what in the world just happened? I was with Michael Flynn at the Republican convention in Cleveland and sat there. I talked with him. I talked to his son. And, you know, he wasn't a cabinet member at that time, but I'm sure they'd already reached out to him. And we had a great conversation. General Flynn, hey, blah, blah, blah. Talked a little bit house, you know, stuff. And then he went along his merry way. And I just remember his countenance, how he felt. And then I remember a tweet that came out from him. It was probably about a month ago. And he says, guys, my legal bills are mounting up. I think he's mortgaged his house. It's just on and on. And he goes, I'm really getting at the end of the rope here. Help a brother out. Pretty much. And I remember thinking to myself, we're talking a year, you know, a year and a month ago. Maybe a year, no more than a year and a half ago. When I sat there and this guy was on top of the world. And suddenly, he's in big trouble mortgaging his house. Probably got family members kicking in and all this stuff. And he's going against the full weight of the government. And he's got a sitting president who's in his corner. Who pretty much can't do very much. Anyway, Roger Stone reported this. He says, lawyers for General Mike Flynn will shortly file a motion to dismiss all charges filed against him based on reports now confirmed by The Hill, Circa News, etc., that Assistant FBI Director Andrew McCabe told a teleconference of law enforcement officials, get this, first we F Flynn, then we F Trump. You heard it here, folks. Is that not the most amazing thing? Look, it gets better. You think we're done. We're not done. Oh, no, baby. This story gets even better. Because here's the deal. Special counsel Robert Mueller has requested the postponement of Flynn's sentencing. A young lady that works for BuzzFeed, her name is Zoe Tillman. She tweeted a statement from Mueller's team, and I want to read this statement to you. I got to tell you, I'm ecstatic for Michael Flynn. I really am. I'm happy this man is going to finally get his day. But here's what they say. Joint status report. United States versus Michael T. Flynn. Comes now. The United States of America by and through Special Counsel Robert S. Mueller III and the defendant through his counsel and file this joint status report to provide the court with the current status of this matter. On December 1, 2017, the defendant entered a guilty plea to an information charging the defendant with making false statements in violation of 18 U.S. U.S. Code 1001. Due to the status of the special counsel's investigation, the parties do not believe this matter is ready to be scheduled for a sentencing hearing at this time. Accordingly, the parties respectfully request that they provide a joint status within 90 days, no later than May the 1st, 2018. A proposed order is attached, signed by Mueller, signed by Flynn's attorneys. We posted that on our website. So, let me just put it this way, folks. There's some bad news brewing. Mueller understands he no longer has a case against Michael Flynn, and that only means that the FBI and the Democrats are in some deep kimchi. Not to go all Korean on you, but if I have to, I will, Bulgogi. So let's see how Adam Schiff and the other Democrat scoundrels that are out there try to sell you on the concept that, oh, just because Robert Mueller is dismissing the charge, postponing the thing with Michael Flynn doesn't mean anything. It's a big nothing burger. That's it? It's a dud. Let's play that clip. That was a fun clip.
The reviews are in. And Congressman Nunes' memo was a dud. Let's start with Sean Hannity. Not to be undeterred by the sort of dud factor of the memo.
That this memo was a complete dud. It overpromised and underdelivered.
I mean, it's pretty much a dud. I got to tell you, though, I mean, it's kind of a dud. It doesn't really deliver.
I prefer really big revealing documents to really narrow duds. This looks like a dud. I could tell you from reading this memo and consulting with a wide range of experts, it's a dud. This memo is a dud. Nothing. A dud. But it is nothing. A nothing burger.
And less interesting about this memo is what is in it. It's pretty much a nothing burger.
A nothing burger.
Quote, dishonest, misleading, partisan nothing burger.
The only thing I fear from this memo, because I think it's really been a huge dud.
Some of the GOP Tea Party members were out there saying that this is the most vile thing they'd ever seen. And it's a big dud.
It's a dud.
Unfortunately, it fell flat yesterday, much, I think, to the chagrin of the president. This memo was a complete dud.
Everybody knows it was kind of a dud, even the people in the Republican Party who thought they were going to start some big trial balloon here. Nothing changed. It's almost an embarrassment.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. One of my favorite tweets not long ago was, the left wants civil war. Our side has millions of weapons. Your side doesn't even know which bathroom to use. Your call. That was my favorite tweet of the day from Funky Town. Won't you take me to. Hey, I always like to leave you guys on a high note. And not because it's a contrived thing. I don't have to make up stuff for conservatives to be happy. We're happy people by nature. Even when things don't go our way, you know what we do? We say, trust in the Lord. Trust and believe, right? Look, you don't understand why things happen. They happen for a reason. And it's not always for your understanding. That's what the beautiful thing about trusting in this thing that's out there that, you know, that we all believe in is this higher power, is that you don't always have to understand. Sometimes you just go, look, it is what it is. As I like to say, it's all God's plan. So whether, you know, when Trump was running and I was one of the few people that told you, don't sweat it. God's got this, baby. You're going to win. Now, I remember 2008. I thought, Barack Obama shouldn't win. But I was thinking to myself, I think God's going to make this fool win. And he did. He let him win. And then he let him win in 2012. And me and God had a conversation. I was like, hey, look, I trust you all right, but I don't like this move. And God said, you be quiet. Don't make me hurt you. So I just left it alone. And then 2016 comes. And what happens? We get exactly what we wanted, exactly what we needed. I know you were, Kevin, it wasn't exactly. Sure it was. Subconsciously, subliminally, it was Donald Trump is exactly what this nation needed. Trust me on this. Trust in the Lord. Where's my music? I need some trusting in the God music. I need some gospel. Anyway, I want to leave you guys on a high note. Employees at Newsweek have been told that editor-in-chief Bob Rowe and executive editor Ken Lee have been fired. They've been fired. A reporter, Celeste Katz, who has written articles about financial issues at the magazine, as well as an investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office into the parent company, Newsweek Media Group, was also let go. The reporter. Katz declined to comment, but she tweeted this. My warmest thanks to the brave Newsweek editors and colleagues who supported and shared my work, especially our recent difficult stories about the magazine itself. Before my dismissal today, I'll sleep well tonight, and I'm looking for a job. It's in triage. Now, where's Jeff Bezos when they need him? This leftist rag has been anti-Trump, anti-conservative movement. Jeff Bezos, who's propped up the Washington Post, who, by the way, would have had to fire half its staff, if not all of it, had this multi-billionaire decided he wasn't going to make an issue of going after Trump. Where you at now, Bezos? Now that the truth is coming out, what say you? You want to know why Bezos isn't putting an offer in on this clown magazine? Because it's not worth it. And eventually, he's going to lose interest in Washington Post. Because what Jeff Bezos is watching is his money grow by leaps and bounds. He's looking at a marketplace built by Donald Trump, not built by Barack Obama. And he's having to reassess. And so is every one of these people. Look, stock market's taking a hit. Friday took a hit yesterday. Trust me, guys, it'll come back. Stock markets go and they come down. Look at a chart. Look at the chart of the market and tell me what you see. You see a steady increase. Now, they've been talking about this correction that's needed and all this. Call it a correction, call it whatever you want. The market dropped. You can panic. Go ahead. There are going to be profit seekers that take advantage of that panic, and they're going to get into the market, and it's going to creep back up, and it's going to go 15% higher than it is today, and it won't take very long. Now, there are people that say, oh, Kevin, the market is multiple factors and different things. It's 26% over, 26 times what the value of the cap and the market cap and all this other crap. Believe me. Look, I'm no prognosticator of this stuff. I'm in the market myself, taking a little bit of a beating. But I'm not going to panic. And let me tell you why. Because things have a way of righting themselves, and I say that pun intended. Just like what's happening at Newsweek. Staff in Newsweek's New York offices were told they could stop working and go home for the day on Monday afternoon. Can I confirm I was fired? I know nothing else. Can say nothing else yet, Rowe told CNN in an email. Lee could not be reached for comment. What a day to leave my charger at home. A spokesman for Newsweek said the company would not comment on personnel matters. Turbulent time for the magazine, they say. Just last week, the co-owner and chairman of Newsweek Media Group, Etienne Uzak, and his wife, Marion Kim, who acted as the company's finance director, both stepped down. See, you got hit in the market 2 days in a row, Friday and Monday, and you thought it's all bad news. It's all paper money anyway, folks. It's electronic. It's not yours until you decide to sell it and go do something tangible. Get yourself some property or something to eat. Till then, you're just flailing in the wind with the market. Ride it out. But the good news is, you're winning. And the more you win, eventually, the market's going to win. Everything around you starts to win. Your schools win. Your kids win. Your church wins. Your community wins. Because leftism takes a beating. It takes a loss. Katz saw and IBT reporter Josh Keefe had all contributed articles about the turbulence at Newsweek in recent weeks, including the resignations of Uzak and Kim. Katz had also reported on the company's chief content office, Diane Kandapa, who was placed on leave following a BuzzFeed report into sexual harassment allegations. Yep. But BuzzFeed said also that led to Kandapa's departure from Reuters. But hey, no problem. He's a sexual harasser at Reuters. Let's bring him over to Newsweek. We'll change him. Certainly he'll change. He's a bad boy, but we'll do something for him. I love him. The New York Post, citing a source close to the company, reported that the Manhattan DA's probe is focused on the financial connection between the former Newsweek Media Group executives and a Christian college, Olivet University. Olivet said in a statement last month that it was inaccurate to say that there's a connection between the raid and the university. Let me tell you why they did that. I read that article, and I thought exactly the same thing. They could not let Newsweek go down without bringing down something that had to do with the right. It's a Christian university. We've associated. One time they passed, the Newsweek staff passed by the campus. The horror. Uzak co-founded International Business Times, which in 2013 bought Newsweek. In 2017, the company was rebranded as Newsweek Media Group. Uzak's IBT co-founder, Jonathan Davis, is married to the president of Olivet. That's the connection. Now, what's going on right now in Newsweek? They're scrambling. They don't know what to do. Leftists are losing their jobs. Journalists are losing their jobs, and they don't know where to go. Hey, Washington Post, I wonder if they're hiring. Where can you go? Every one of these places is bleeding red ink. Why? Because they lie. Because they're fake news journalists. Let me tell you what to turn Newsweek around. If they reported the news correctly, you want to know why The Hill does okay? It was considered at one point a lefty magazine, and I was studying all these different media groups, particularly the lefties. And you know what The Hill decided? They said, we need to report the news as news. We need to stop being slanted. And you know what? I reference The Hill quite often. Versus Huffington Post, versus Daily Coast. Now look, some of these guys make no bones about it. We're leftists. We don't care. Okay, I got you. Good for you. But for those who want to pass themselves off as news agencies like Newsweek, that's got it in its name, you would think they would at least try to be fair. Time Magazine's next. Remember when these places were this is where you went to get news. It was like, oh, it was in Newsweek. Now it means nothing. It was in Time. You know what I hear when I hear it's been Newsweek? It was in Time. It was in blankety blank. I go, who cares? I might as well have read some third grader's blog. They said, senior writer Matthew Cooper tendered his resignation as a result of the chaos. He says, he's never seen more reckless leadership than what's going on over there. He says it's the installation of editors, not Lee and Roe, who recklessly sought clicks at the expense of accuracy, retweets over fairness that leave me most despondent, not only for Newsweek, but for other publications. They don't need the lessons of this publication's fall. He understands it. Folks, journalism wants to return. The ship wants to be righted. It's designed that way. But it has to weather the storm. And the left, they're not going to weather this storm. You are, because you understand, you have a basis for handling the storm.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.